The Georgia Economic Outlook Series, presented recently by the University of Georgia Terry School of Business, predicted an improved economy in 2015 in Georgia and the Southeast, but decreased agricultural income could hamper economic growth. Mark Masters, director of the Georgia Water Planning Policy Center, said that farmers are being impacted with the lower prices and farm income in Southwest Georgia, along with the North Florida and South Alabama. Masters saw many farmers shift last year acreage dedicated from each crop to more peanuts planted, which is a trend he says is coming again in 2015. Masters said more peanuts will be planted thanks to provisions in the 2014 Farm Bill, which provides advantageous price loss coverage for peanut farming. Masters said as far as 15 goes, when all else fails, plant peanuts. He says right now that seems to be the most attractive thing for farmers to plant. Last year, he said, we planted about 600,000 acres in Georgia. Given the price of alternatives for corn and cotton and soybeans, I think peanuts are going to plant upwards of 700,000 acres this year, and a lot of that is going to be dependent on seed availability. It is by far the most attractive crop in this new farm bill right now. He also said that animal agriculture is a bright spot in the future as well. The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.86 per ton for runner-type peanuts. The shell market price is still holding about 48 cents to 47 cents a pound. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.